This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, you are listening to MS Momentum. My name is Katie Burns and I'm the Community Connector for MS Otago. Today I'm talking with Teresa from the Tairi Network. Hi Teresa, thanks for chatting with me today.
Hi Katie, nice to be here.
Yeah, so for those of us, well, for those listening who might not know what the Tairi Network is and like what the background of it is, yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Tairi Network's a community-led charitable trust, and we're dedicated to fostering connection, resilient and supporting individuals, groups, businesses, organisations on the Tairi area. We try and act as a central hub for information and collaboration and advocacy, and we try and ensure that the community remains engaged and well supported. Tairi Network covers the Tairi, which includes North Tairi, Whangatui, Outram, Allenton, Henley, Mosgiel, and all the spaces in between. So it's quite a large geographical area.
Yes, it's a big spread, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. And how did the Tairi Network, I guess, get started? What's its kind of history?
Yeah, we're reasonably young. We've been operating since 2021. So in 2019, the Encouraging Safety Project, initiated by Saddle Hill Foundation Trust and in partnership with Otago Neighbourhood Support, made it clear that there was a need for an entity to pull everything together, for example, events, activities, information and resources. That was the springboard for the formation of Tairi Network. So in 2021, Tairi Network became a registered charitable trust, employing its first community connector in 2022.
Exciting. And have you been in the role since then?
No, I came in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, Lisa De Klerk was the community connector, and she did a great job setting up everything, policies, website, social media, etc. She was part of starting the community engagement with three hui in the community, one in Outram and a couple in Mosgiel, and she also interviewed people to find out what the community needs really were.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. So, yeah, obviously a lot of work to get that underway. There's a lot of, I think, you know, probably if you're not engaged in that kind of work, maybe don't see all the underground work that goes on before the stuff can even get launched.
Yeah, totally. And it's about being professional as well and building mana in the community. So it's taking time, but it's getting there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
And I guess, I mean, for me, the obvious benefit of having a place where all those things can be kind of joined into one is it's so much easier for the community to access all the different things that are happening on the Tairi.
Yes, yeah, totally. One of the issues that was identified in the hui was that there were so many resources out in the community, but they were spread everywhere and people in the community can't actually access that information or find out the details that they need. As a result, Tairi Network have come up with a community directory on our website. It tells you things like where camps are, where public toilets are, where boat ramps are, where you can access family services, social services, anything and everything. So that's on the Tairi Network website community directory. And the one thing that really surprised me was the number of clubs and hobbies and organisations that are just informally doing amazing mahi, connecting people in the community. So there's a huge number of elderly exercise classes, sports clubs, craft groups, anything you can think of. It's there on the Tairi, and it's just being able to pull that all together and being able to access that.
Yeah absolutely. And I think it's great to be able. Those things are particularly great to be able to build that sense of community.
Yeah. And in terms of events and things, we've also put out a Tairi community calendar on Facebook and on our website. So I just keep an eye on all the events across the Tairi and try and put them in as I come. And as I said, building up that mahi, organisations are starting to contact us and say, can you please advertise this? And it's like, yes, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's great. So what are some of the, I mean, I know your role is so huge and so varied and, yeah, and like I say, a huge geographical spread, but yes, what are some of the things that you do, I guess, day to day in your role, or the big stuff?
Yep. Day to day, taking inquiries, increasing community engagement. Some things I do is I head along to organisation AGMs just to find out how they're going, what their struggles are, what the positive things are. That's really always really encouraging, and it's nice to be able to just introduce myself and say, look, if we can support and help you as an organisation, reach out. If we can't help you, we might know someone who can help. So it's great being able to do that. We also run key events. Every year we're committed to a Very Tired Christmas, which is about a week long of activities that includes a late night shopping night, bus tours around Mosgiel Christmas lights, which is a highlight of the year, running the Christmas community competition, just getting involved in and supporting those organisations that are doing other Christmas activities. So we also advertise those as well.
Yeah.
So, and then the other thing is Matariki. Matariki consists of erecting the Christmas, it is the Christmas shipping container, but we wrap it in stars to represent Matariki. So that's a static display in Anzac Park, and that goes up every year. We also run a community dinner as well, and it gives Te Whare Tapawha o Te Aere an opportunity to share what they do, waiata, kapa haka, and it's a really good evening where you can connect and have a really good time.
That's very exciting. Yeah. That's nice. And I know you have a youth hui each year as well.
Yes, yep, we do. So that was another issue identified by the community, that the youth have said that they haven't got enough to do. So we started off running the youth hui in collaboration with Saddle Hill Foundation Trust, which runs Youth East Tauri.
Mm-hmm.
We have about almost 50 young people come along. It's about fun, and it's about connection, and also trying to build a bit of resilience into the youth's lives, in the sense that we invite organisations along that work in that space with youth, and they come along, they set up a table of brochures, and it's about interacting with them in a really fun way, and telling the young people, this is who we are, this is what we do. So I guess it's, you know, further down the track, if they're struggling with something, then they can maybe remember, oh, there was some organisation that does youth counselling, or some organisation that I can reach out to and ask for help. So, yeah, so that's always a highlight of the year too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love that idea. I think particularly for youth, I think youth quite often won't look for those things necessarily for themselves.
Correct, yeah.
But even if, yeah, I think it goes so much further than the person, right? Like if they've got a friend or,
mm-hmm,
you know, that they know is struggling, and they know that something exists, they can be like, oh, actually, you know, those extra little connections in the community, it's so much more widespread than just 50 kids, right?
Yep, correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And we've discovered that the youth don't use Facebook. So they communicate on so many different platforms compared to us older people. So it's about trying to engage with them. So we've just recently had a younger person onto our board, Melissa, and she's really passionate about youth. So we've come up with a Tauri Youth Engagement Strategy. So we're looking at doing a youth advisory panel, similar to DYC, but it's going to be pared down,
mm-hmm,
less sort of around that council type thing, more about what do you want to see in the community? We want to hear your voice. How can you participate? How can you advocate? Do you want to run a couple of events over the course of the year, et cetera? So we're just in the really early phases of that, but that's something that's really, really exciting.
That's very, very exciting, yes. Yeah. As someone with teenagers myself, they do not communicate over Facebook. It's all Instagram and stuff I don't understand myself.
Yes, yeah, totally.
It's so exciting. So we're just going to take a super quick air break, and we'll be right back.
MS Otago aims to empower people with multiple sclerosis and their support networks by providing them with information and skills to participate actively in the community in ways that are meaningful to them. You can find us at Dunedin Community House and online at msotago.org.nz, or you can give us a call on 027 889 9035. MS Otago, working for the people of Otago.
If you are just joining us, this is MS Momentum. My name is Katie Burns and I'm the Community Connector for MS Otago. Today I'm talking with Teresa from the Tyree Network. So before the break, we were just talking about the history of the Tyree Network and some of the kind of key events that the Tyree Network runs, such as the Youth Hui, the Matariki event and Very Tyree Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the... I know you do so much, Teresa. What are some of the other, I guess, things that you've been really proud of in your time with the Tyree Network?
Yep. Well, the services we provide are quite a wide range, and we try and be community-led. So rather than me go to the community and say, you need to do this or here, have this event, I listen out for issues or topics and needs. So, for example, in my first year that I started, a new retailer to Mosgiel said around Christmas time, I couldn't believe how much shoplifting went on. So I thought, this is interesting. Shoplifting will be across all retailers. So we organised a shoplifting event. So we had Otago loss prevention specialists come along and the police, and they talked about the things that retailers should do and shouldn't do. It was really informative, but I think the most shocking thing was I pre-approached three or four retailers in Mosgiel and said, look, would it be okay if we stole, in quotes, stole some items from you, and then we can talk, you know, and share how that happened and what could have prevented that from happening. The retailers felt quite sick the night that they turned up. Over $3,000 worth of goods was stolen from under their noses. They had no clue. So it was a really good example of being able to, you know, provide an event that actually fits the need. Some of the things we do on a regular basis also is first aid courses, just making first aid affordable and accessible to not just business people, but people in the community and organisations. So that's really exciting. We also do, in the past, we've had cooking classes for people in the community with Super Grands Dunedin Charitable Trust came out to Tyree. So that was a really exciting experience. People learnt some new recipes and some skills. We had volunteers come along, and then when we'd finished cooking, their extended family came and we all sat down and had a shared meal. Oh, so it was just increasing some skills in people as well as that connection side of things. We collaborate with the Tyree, Mosgiel Tyree Community Board. So we don't do what the community board does, but sometimes there's a bit of an overlap.
Mm-hmm.
So one project that we collaborated on was the Tyree Emergency Hui, and that was a really good event. We had quite a lot of organisations come out to the Tyree and talk about what's it called? Fault line?
Yes, AF8.
Yes, sorry.
AF8, yes. Alpine fault.
Yes, Alpine fault. So, yeah, AF8. And what we should do to be prepared, how we can look after our neighbours, etc. So that was a really good collaborative event. Sometimes we do a bit of advocating as well, in the sense that we submit to Otago Regional Council engagement as well as DCC. One example was the public toilet at the Henley Bridge, where a lot of boaties go, rowers, fishermen, etc. The long drops were not of a standard that would be acceptable in anyone's eyes. And often if the Tyree River floated, the toilets were in a position that other things floated.
So
it was really good to be able to go down to Clutha District Council and just on behalf of all those other groups, say, hey, look, these toilets aren't up to a good standard and the position of them's not great. Is there something you can do? The Clutha District Council were really generous in committing $30,000 for a new toilet at the Henley Boat Ramp during 2024-25. So I haven't yet been down to see if there's been any progress, and I'm sure that they were going to talk to the locals as well just to look at location of that.
Yes.
So that's another example of what I do.
Yeah, that's a great one, isn't it?
Yeah. We're also into sustainability as well. So we're a drop-off point for Tetra Pak cartons. People can clean them, cut them flat, pop them in a bag or a box and bring them along, and then we take them into Dunedin to be recycled. So that's another really good community initiative, and it's really needed. We've been currently temporarily out of office space, so that hasn't been working. So we're moving into 176 Gordon Road today, tomorrow. So that's exciting. So we'll be able to start that service up again.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's so exciting. You must barely have time to breathe with all the things that you're running around doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of admin involved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots and lots of planning and admin. And I also try and keep record of community engagement, so who I'm talking to, not the details, but just numbers and stuff for reporting, for accountability reports for the grants that we receive. So we're gratefully funded by Dunedin City Council Community Grants. Mm-hmm. That's part of a big bulk of our funding. But we also apply to other trusts like Otago Community Trust or Lottery Grants, Community Grants, DCC Puaka Matariki Festival Grant, Catalytic Foundation, COGS, Dunedin Casinos Trust, etc. So that helps us with our operation and projects as well.
Oh, it's very exciting. Yeah. And I know one more thing that you do that I find particularly valuable, which is the Tairu Resource Group. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Tairu Resource Group meets monthly. We have about just close to 100 people on the database for that. Wow. And it's about networking. So we get organisations that provide services and programs to residents on the Tairu. We come together in a room. We usually have a speaker for 5 or 10 minutes so we can learn about what that speaker does, how they impact our community. And then we just go around the room and share what your name is, what your organisation is. Once again, the strengths, the weaknesses. Sometimes there's been collaborative approaches there where organisations have identified, oh, we're doing that as well. So they've come together and actually worked together. There's a lot of contact swapping as a name. Here's my business card. Contact me about that. Oh, I want to share about this. And so it's a really active group. And and it's quite good because the organisations don't have to turn up each month. It just depends on their workload. So we probably typically have between 10 to 12 organisations attended each month. And, yeah, it's a really good opportunity for networking.
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant. And it's so, I know, for me in my role, because I cover a big geographical spread, it's so great to be able to sit down and be like, oh, cool, this is happening. Yeah. And this is going on, and this is the service for that. And it creates all those little connections that can then be passed on to the clients.
Yes.
Right. Like, so if someone comes to me and go, oh,
I'm new to my school.
Yeah. I really need this. Yeah. Or I'm looking for this. I'm like,
yes. Yeah.
I already have that kind of in the banks of my brain. Or,
yeah, correct.
Or
it is. Yeah, yeah, it's building that knowledge base, isn't it, about what's available and what's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really, I find it really, really valuable, that group particularly.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun group.
Yes.
And it's open to anyone too, so it doesn't have to be organisations. Sometimes the odd individual comes along just to learn about what's going on in the community. So, it's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yes, it's great. And is there anything else, because we've got about 5 minutes left, that you'd like to talk about for Tairu Network?
Yes, we also support food sustainability and gardening, etc. as well. So there's the Tairu Edible Garden Network. So that's some other events that we provide around food, encouraging people to grow their own food. We do fruit tree pruning workshops. We've had a plant seed swap event go on. We've had planting potatoes in a bucket and growing them and showing people what to do. So that's another really good thing on the Tairu that we do. Another example is of community led out at Ellington, the small community there. I heard a few people say in the past, oh, you know, we need to get connected to water. And it's like, oh, do you, you know, is that the wider community's perspective or just a couple of people speaking about that? So as a result, we held a community hui. We invited everyone to come along, and it was a purely an information evening just to gather the information. is this the majority of the community speaking or not? And we had the manager from the DCC, Three Waters team, come along and talk about the process and what that would involve. And it was really interesting, out of the discussion it came about that it's not just being connected to water, there's more involved. So if they got connected to water, then stormwater, where would that go? Because there's no footpaths and ditches and drains, not formal urban type ones. And then it was like, then it led into, well, you know, a lot of us don't run out of water. We conserve water and we collect water off every flat surface we can, and we store it in a container, and this is how I water my garden, and my dirty washing water does this. And yeah, so it was quite a good event and quite positive. But yeah, it was clear that the people that had attended, the majority didn't want to be connected to the town supply water. So that's fine. It might be in, you know, another 10 years' time, they might be talking about that again. And it's like, let's have another meeting and see if that's the case. And it was really good just being able to know also the process of that. You know, you can apply to the, submit to the DCC 9-year plan. You can let the community board know and they can take that further. So that was another really good event that we held.
Yeah, that's great. And that's so, I think that's why it's so important to connect what you do of connecting people to information, because, yeah, like it's so easy to think, well, you know, just throw down a pipe and plug it into the town water and away you go. Yeah. But as you said, there's so much more to it than I didn't know that, you know, and I think probably a lot of people wouldn't know that just off the top of their heads.
So there's big events like that, but then I get individuals inquire all the time, and it can be things like, oh, look, I run a little indoor bowls group and we want to expand that. Can you help advertise that? I said, yeah, sure. What social media, you know, information have you got? Have you got some images and stuff like that? No. I don't know how to do that. So sometimes I help set up some images or do a poster for them, send that to them, and then they can promote it that way. We promote it on our Facebook page and stuff like that. So it's always good to be able to support groups. And then you get individuals ringing, needing access to the food bank. How do you do that? What are the rules around that? So the Mosgiel Food Bank's really, really active, and, you know, I can't sing their praises more in the community and how they support people. It can be accessing information. One lady wanted to be able to insulate a sleep out type thing, and wanted to do it herself as cheap as possible, and was looking at woolen insulation. And I'm like, oh, I don't know anything about this. So I did a wee bit of research and found out that, you know, there's manufactured wool insulation, but she just wanted to do it from sheep fleeces. So there is a process involved. So I let her know all the process and all the information about that. And then she goes, how do I get hold of fleeces? I'm like, I'll contact some farmers for you. So I was able to put her in touch with some farmers. And so that was really good. So the inquiries vary. They're just really broad spectrum of information and inquiry. So
and it's so great for the community to have somewhere where they can go, you know, for that stuff that isn't so easy to find, or isn't, you know, if you're not tech savvy, that's, or you're not, you know, on the computer and stuff, you can't just Google it away.
And I'm supported by a really proactive board, and they're all community minded as well. We have two community advisors. So if I don't know the information, I go straight to them. Do you know such and such? And they're like, yes, go talk to this person or ring this place. So it's really good. I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And I don't proclaim to know everything and everything. But if I don't know it, I can either research it or, you know, I've got those contacts that I can call on and ask, hey, does anyone know such and such?
Let's find someone else that does. Exactly.
That's good.
That's awesome. So we are almost out of time.
Yep.
Just before we go, we better let people know if they're interested in learning more about the Tauri Network and your all the things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Where should they go for more information?
Probably the website's the best place, so www.tyrenetwork.co.nz. Our Facebook page is full of information and posts and of events and what's happening. The Tyre Community Calendar is a really good resource if, you know, Thursday, Friday afternoon, what shall we do this weekend? So you can look up some information there. We have also got the Tyree Schools community, School Holiday Community Calendar as well. So that's just making it a bit easier for parents to access all that information about school holidays, what's going on, school holiday programs available on the Tyree, so that's good. We're also on LinkedIn and Instagram, across it all. So we also have a monthly e-newsletter that gets sent out to our subscribers. So if people want to sign up to that, they can do that via the website as well, and they can find out all sorts of happenings on the Tyree. That's really good.
Exciting. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It's been really interesting to learn about all the things that you do on the Tyree.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. You've been listening to MS Momentum, brought to you on the third Wednesday of the month by me, Katie Burns, Community Connector for MS Otago. You can listen again to this episode and find other podcasts from this series at oar.org.nz and on your favourite podcast platforms. To contact MS Otago, you can email info@msotago.org.nz or call us on 027 889 9035. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.